At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources. Use here with permission. The lesson covers John 4. Feel free to hit pause and read John 4 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus and the Samaritan woman. Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well reveals the omniscience of Christ and his kindness toward sinners. Just as Jesus pointed out the woman's sin, so too does the Holy Spirit reveal our sin to us today. The same kindness Jesus showed to the Samaritan woman is extended to those who trust in him today. Jesus chose to travel through Samaria on his route to Galilee. Jesus knew his time to suffer and die for sinners had not yet come, and sought to avoid unnecessary confrontation with the Jews. Though most Jews avoided this path through Samaria, Jesus knew there were people in this region who needed forgiveness from sin. Clashing against social norms of the day, such as a Jew addressing a Samaritan, Jesus asked the woman for water. He explained that if she knew the gift of God and recognized who he was, she would ask for and receive his gift of living water. Jesus said the water from the physical well in front of them wouldn't be able to truly satisfy the thirsty, but those who drink his living water would never be thirsty again. The woman wanted this living water. She wanted to never thirst again, and she desired to avoid constant trips to the well. Jesus' words had piqued her curiosity, but Jesus knew she had a greater need than she realized: forgiveness of sin. Jesus knew the sins of the woman and, by declaring himself the Messiah, invited her to embrace him as Savior. The glory of Jesus impacted the woman and led her to proclaim his power to the townspeople that day and invite others to consider if he was indeed the promised Messiah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for sending Jesus as a Messiah. Help us see our sin, turn from it, and trust in Jesus for salvation. Help us to share the good news of salvation with others. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also review back to the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. What does a story tell us about Jesus? 2. What is living water? 3. How can you share Jesus with others? Our key passage for this unit is 1 John 3, verse 5. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 John 3, verse 5 says, "You know that he was revealed so that he might take away sins, and there is no sin in him." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus' second miracle, John 4.